I'm not too stoked about it being the female Silver Surfer. I'm not saying anything about, I know there's a female Silver Surfer in the comics. I just want Norrin Rad. That's just my opinion. May still be rumored to be coming as well. Supposedly it's the female version, who I also don't know too much about, so I guess I can't talk too much, but I would have preferred the original Silver Surfer.
Now we get to see silver boobs.
Exactly. That's pretty much what's happening.
I'm gonna come. Oh,
July the 25th, only 2 weeks removed from Superman, we're going to get Fantastic Four, The First Steps. I don't know fully what to think about this film yet. It could go very, very wrong, and it could go very, very right. I don't love Pedro as Mr. Fantastic. He doesn't strike me as the smartest man in the world.
Thank you. But, I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
And look, I love Pedro as an actor. He's charismatic, but he's just not the nerdy, like maybe even somewhat socially awkward Reed Richards to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
I think also like someone like a Reed Richards, where we currently no longer have a Tony Stark. I don't know what the future of someone like a Hank Pym is in the MCU. I know we still have Doctor Strange. When I say these names, I'm kind of leaning towards the fact that they could be maybe not Hank Pym as far as carrying the MCU, but I guess Hank Pym's kind of just more so aligned with being smart and things like that. But you have like a Tony Stark, you have like a Doctor Strange, and they're kind of like, I guess in a sense, the longest running Avengers now, as far as Doctor Strange goes, and someone that could kind of carry the MCU or be the mentor, be like, you know, the older guys, the top dogs. I feel like that's also something that a Reed Richards could be, as far as being, you know, smart and so intelligent and knowing a lot and et cetera, et cetera. And I just don't see that from Pedro as that kind of Tony Stark, that Doctor Strange kind of role. I personally just don't see it. And maybe I'll be wowed. Maybe I'll be absolutely wowed by how he portrays this, because he is an amazing actor. So, but yeah, that wouldn't have been my choice either. And then the other one is the Human Torch. That guy doesn't strike me as kind of like a ladies man either. He strikes me more as like a nerd. So, and Johnny's kind of a little bit more of a ladies man and kind of maybe a little more cocky and jokey and comedic. And this kid doesn't strike me as that either. So I'm a little, it's not a big concern, but it's just something that I took note of. And then the suits, I don't really like them, but I don't think that those are the final suits. I think that's just like the space suits that they're wearing or something. And the,
I agree. See them.
You didn't
see
them?
They have them up? No.
Yeah. They have them up. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to go.
I mean, it doesn't even look like a superhero suit. It looks like something that you would wear like in space. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's like the actual suit.
Unless those are like the suits that they're wearing before they like
get their powers and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. That's what I think it is. And then they'll like later model like a suit after that. Like it'll be inspired by that space suit. That's my guess.
Yeah. Because
it doesn't look like a suit that you're gonna go like fight Galactus in. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't look like that to me. But the positives are, I'm stoked to kind of see what they do with the thing. I'm really cool. I don't know if you saw Brad as well, since you didn't see the suits. Like they're going a practical route with the thing. I don't know how practical they'll go. Is that
I don't think they're going to go practical. I think that was just a stand-in, like whatever like, they use for Thanos or whatever the case. I really don't think, because basically the actor, Eben Moss Bakaran, I think is his name.
I think so, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he's playing the thing, and he was talking about how this is, they learned their lesson from the 2005 Fantastic Four, where the thing was practical, and he said that that basically doesn't work, unless he's just blowing smoke up all of our skirts, which is
I remember
also
hearing
possible.
That. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I do remember hearing that. But I feel like they're going to do, in my opinion, I don't know. I feel like they're going to do like a mix of some sort of practical and CGI. My opinions, I'll end it with, I'm really looking forward to Galactus. I don't know how big of a role he's going to play in this. I've seen some rumors saying that he kind of only shows up towards the end. And then we know Silver Surfer's coming. I'm not too stoked about it being the female Silver Surfer. I'm not saying anything about, I know there's a female Silver Surfer in the comics. I just want Norrin Rad. That's just my opinion. May still be rumored to be coming as well. Supposedly it's the female version, who I also don't know too much about, so I guess I can't talk too much, but I would have preferred the original Silver Surfer. But I'm really stoked to see Galactus. I'm really stoked to see a Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer is one of my favorite characters of all time. It looks like Galactus is absolutely gigantic, and I'm stoked.
Now we get to see silver boobs.
Exactly. That's pretty much what's happening.
So Tear coming in. Pedro is mainly for the views. He got lots of fans, but I'm not a big fan of him as Mr. Fantastic as well. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is something that it's easy to fall into the trap of casting big names, which is what they did with Blade. You know, it's not necessarily Mahershala's fault that Blade has taken 6+ years to make. Here, coming in from Caleb, I think that the thing will be part CGI and part practical, a good middle ground between the 2005/2007 movies and the fan forced it. Oh, please don't say the word fan forced.
Oh, my God. I know.
It gives me flashbacks.
It's fantastic.
Oh, no.
Norn Rad or no surfer, Sean Fry.
I agree, man.
You know,
maybe I'll be, again, pleasantly surprised, but I would rather see Norn Rad, man.
It feels like it's something that Disney is doing just to check off boxes.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
We don't know the story yet, so maybe there is a really good reason why they're doing that. So I'll try to give them the benefit of the doubt, which is not always what I do.
I'd like to, but man, I'm such a big surfer fan that I really want to see. I want to see the original Silver Surfer done right.
You didn't want to see him getting chased by a giant cloud?
Giant cloud? Oh God, not the cloud again, please. I still have PTSD from that.
This is the way, Mr. Fantastic.
Nah, he's for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Exactly.